Okay, welcome to another edition of what I call American Exposé. It must be the 8th of November because yesterday was the 7th. The days move on and progress. Time flies. The situations are continuing in their same directions, but I want to alert you to certain directions that were sent to me. Charlotte Isabeed has expanded her website and created another one, AmericanDeception.com. It's now functioning and contains the recent Cox Committee investigation of the tax-exempt foundations way back in 1953. And recent Cox Committee hearings have never been made available to the public since the tax-exempt foundations scooped up all the reports after the hearings were abruptly terminated. Foundations went into all the nation's libraries to make sure they got each and every one of the reports, listeners, in order to keep the American people from knowing what was in them. So this is pretty monumental. AmericanDeception.com is the website concerning the recent Cox Committee investigations of the tax-exempt foundations from 1953. That was when Norman Dodd asked Rowan Gaither, the head of the Ford Foundation, what was up, as I recall. And Rowan Gaither said, "We use our grant-making power to alter our country to the point where we'll comfortably merge with the Soviet Union." Obviously, I'm not exactly quoting this, but comfortably merging this country with the Soviet Union was during that investigation, apparently. And so, once again, this is 1,000 pages for the Rees and 1,086 pages for the Cox Committee investigation. So I recommend you go there, listeners, AmericanDeception.com. Let's get to the bottom of all this. Experts urge awareness on global warming. I see. And here we see the special effects film extravaganza the day after tomorrow offers one extreme scenario on global warming. Here's the propaganda machine in action, listeners. Instant worldwide catastrophe, the bestseller State of Fear, offers another worry wart. Scientists are hyperventilating over nothing, apparently, according to this from the AP. The truth lies somewhere in between, Christine Todd Whitman said Thursday, but the public doesn't know where to be, said the former New Jersey governor who served the Bush administration as director of the Environmental Protection Agency. The issues, quote, need to be put in terms the average person can understand, end quote, Whitman said, because at this point the environment is not among America's top 10 concerns, and it should be. I would say weather modification should be on America's top 10 concerns. As a matter of fact, a number one concern for America is the manipulation of weather, storms, causing earthquakes, controlling the environment, people. This is the bottom line that we need to be concentrating on right now to increase our numbers. If everybody gets on that page, we have a chance to increase our numbers so largely. Regardless of the disagreements people have with each other, we can all agree on one thing. The movement of populations is the design for sustainable communities in this Agenda 21 world we live in. I'll be back to continue with the broadcast. Stay with me.
mess, listeners. Ah, what a mess. Let's see. We had a little technical problem here, and I got lost. Before we bring up our friend, Sir William, I want you to hear this. Joyce Morrison is on board to weather modification. And a certain individual has stated, we hear from time to time about federal and foreign manipulation of the world's weather. This individual suspects that we are not being told what our government is doing in this regard, classifying this particular feature of advanced technology for other purposes, mainly military. What is of particular interest, however, is an odd meeting conducted around 1976 between President Ford with Henry Kissinger and Russia's Premier Brezhnev in Vladivostok, far eastern Russia. The topic or purpose of this still highly secret meeting was an agreement on weather control. Some of the internet types will recall terms such as the Russian woodpecker, a very powerful electronic signal that interrupted radio and other communications when it was operational. Another site with similar qualities is in Norway. So governments are doing something with and to the weather, and we are not being advised. It is a topic that must be exposed so that we all know what are its potentials. We cannot let government bureaucrats act without our input and control. And this has always been the case. We've never, as a population, been tuned in to the big picture in place. And I refer to the 20th century smokescreen that we've lived under. So according to Joyce Morrison, on November 5th, he says emails have poured in saying we have missed the mark on what caused Katrina and Rita. Report after report came in giving documentation of weather modification happening around the world. And Joyce is certainly not an expert on weather, but farmers watch the weather forecast very closely because that is how they make their plans. More frequently than not, we find the forecast to be less dependable. Even weathermen and weather women appear to be baffled when their predictions are so far off. The unusual amount of email regarding the modification of weather theory piqued my interest, that's Joyce Morrison, and began to dig a little deeper. Nature's intense power can leave devastation in its path, but with help, it could turn into a weapon of mass destruction. Sometimes it is easier to leave Pandora's box unopened, and this could be one of these times. There is so much information out there that you can't understand why our meteorologists and mainstream media are not talking about it. First, we found legislation, and a lot of this is redundant to a lot of you, but I want to reintroduce this because, hey, another one's on board to this. And this legislation to establish a board on weather modification, SB 517, introduced by Senator Kay Bailey Hutchinson, who's a Republican of Texas, in March of 2005. This tells us there is definitely some human activity involved with the weather. SB 517 says, it is the purpose of this act to develop and implement a comprehensive and coordinated national weather modification policy and a national cooperative federal and state program of weather modification research and development. This legislation may come a little late, as she found lawsuits dating as far back as 1950 dealing with cloud seeding. One of the biggest problems they stated was with state regulation of weather modification. Commonly involve more than one state. Well, the effects of weather modification commonly involve more than one state, people. For example, cloud seeding in the sky above Montana might later cause rain in North Dakota. The following state governments, and they're in alphabetical order, have significant websites about weather modification, licensing and regulations, and certainly we're dealing with Colorado, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Texas, Utah weather modification. The federal statute 15 U.S. Code 330, dated 1971, requires reporting of weather modification to the Secretary of Commerce. Federal regulations that implement this statute are found at 15 CFR 908. That's 15 CFR 908. And we've had him on. He's been on a lot of shows. The former, I guess you could say, weather forecaster Scott Stevens has the website. It's on our website. That attracts a lot of attention, as many readers have told Joyce to check it out. And she found some very interesting information, complete with pictures. And here's the quote by Secretary of Defense Cohen again. And the more it's repeated over and over, all over the country, the more people are going to wake up. Others are engaging even in an echo type of terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real, and that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts. And that's why this is so important. And this is apparently coming from Scott Stevens' site. And I don't know whether that's the correct quote or not. This is conveyed to, I guess, Joyce through the website of Scott Stevens. Weather war new evidence suggests U.S. and Russia are embroiled in an illegal race to harness the power of hurricanes and earthquakes. On October 8th of 2005, the Daily Express out of the U.K., a news article gave the following information. The Russians are thought to have their own weather steering system called Woodpecker, involving the transmission of low-frequency waves, which are capable of disrupting the atmosphere and altering the path of the jet stream. It is claimed that a prolonged drought in California in the 80s was caused by the blocking of warm, moist air for many weeks. In the U.S., the technology was developed under the High-Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, HARP, originally part of the Ronald Reagan controversial Star Wars defense system based in Gacoma, Alaska. The weapon operates by beaming powerful radio waves into the upper atmosphere to alter weather patterns. Some experts claim the system is already up and running, while others say it won't be ready for another 20 years. Michael Chudovsky, professor of economics at the University of Ottawa in Canada, who has studied official military documents about HARP, is in no doubt that the weapon is ready. Quote, there are very clear statements by the U.S. Air Force to the effect that weather modification technology is available. HARP will be fully operational by next year and could be used in actual military situations, end quote, he says. A question to ask would be, how do they practice this technology to see if it really works? And what do they do about mistakes? Another weather phenomenon on the Weather Wars website shows pictures of so-called chemtrails. It tells about the launching of Project Cloverleaf beginning sometime in the mid-1990s. These pictures reminded me of the day several years ago. We had company, and there were comments made about the sky being so clear and such a beautiful blue color. Within minutes, we watched what appeared to be contrails over the sky. Our guest said, how can this be? These planes are not headed toward the airport. That was the first time, but not the last time. We have observed these mysterious contrails. We no longer pay a lot of attention, as there seems to be no government-supported explanation for what we are seeing. We endured the great flood of 1993 in the Midwest. Iowa received rain after rain day after day, causing unprecedented flooding along the Mississippi River. We were told it was as though the normal air movement from west to east had virtually stopped in the Midwest, while the East Coast was suffering from lack of rain. Could weather modification have caused the change in the normal air flows? We know for certain it virtually cleared the Mississippi and lower Illinois floodplain from human habitation. And homes that had been there for almost 100 years no longer exist. FEMA will no longer permit building in these locations. There's the key, people. No building in these new old locations that have been devastated, listeners. The World Heritage Site statement on our website is very prevalent to this, listeners. Very prevalent. The beat goes on. Continue exposing weather modification. This is extremely important, people. Extremely important. We'll be back to continue with the broadcast. Bring up Sir William. Stay with us.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer.
Welcome back to the broadcast. The royal scam of the century, listeners, has got to be weather manipulation, environmental manipulation, causing of earthquakes. That's the royal scam of the century, people. Got to be. It's got to be. William Roberts is with us today. I invited him to come on. I find a lot of camaraderie with him. Welcome to the broadcast, William.
Well, thanks for asking me on, Chris. It's my pleasure. You know, I think you're absolutely right about the devastation that can be wrought by the manipulation of the weather. And as I mentioned just in the closing minutes of yesterday's broadcast, I believe it was, in regards to a prospectus, this was a basically an overview or a sales piece that August Comte prepared to sell his three systems, his system of positive philosophy, his system of positive polity, which is politics, and then his system of a new world religion. In this perspective, he says quite succinctly here that the third series embraces a general exposition of the collective action that a civilized man in the present state of knowledge can exercise over nature so as to modify it for their own advantage, directing their entire forces to this end, and regard social combinations or governments or corporations only as the means of attaining it. So when we think about this long-range plan of reorganizing society and reorganizing political structures and our corporate structures, the combinations. In those days, there were corporations, but it was not to the extent that we have today. We think of that and think of the long-range visioning that certain brilliant, if not genius, people like August Comte, whether we agree with his philosophy or not, he was extremely precocious. He was very gifted at a very young age. He was far beyond what his parents could handle, and that's often the case with these genius-type folk. But he was visioning this opportunity that would come in this post-industrial age, the scientific revolution, where we would actually be able to become the masters of the natural world and get dominion over the planet. And I recall back in, I have it in front of me just because of the pack rat-like nature of my father, I have a preliminary geologic evaluation that he got. It's Geologic Survey Circular Number 491, which documents the Alaska Good Friday earthquake, which I witnessed firsthand.
Oh, when occurred, was that?
That occurred on March the 27th of 1964.
Mm.
And so when we look at weather modification and the ability to use tsunami bombs and earthquake generation and triggering devices, whether this was a totally natural, a naturally occurring movement of the plates on the planet or not, it was certainly just south of where this HAARP technology was being planned to go in, and it was certainly in a region